Looking for an assist with your credit card, but you can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Ray.
All right, take that breath. Take that deep breath. Lower the heart rate. In the words of Ricky Bobby's father, lower the heart rate. All right, we're throwing the cougar in the car because you know what? It's baseball season. Let's go. It's baseball season after an awesome offseason, after an awesome season last year. We're heading into 2024, and we feel pretty good about things. You know why? Because it's baseball isn't boring. Yeah, we love it. Started in January 2022. Joe Kelly and myself, and we've had such a great ride along the way. And so many people have jumped aboard. The Baseball Isn't Boring Express, it's been awesome. Producer Evan, and first and foremost, oh my goodness, what a job he has done. Unbelievable. The socials at BB Isn't Boring, but so much more. The straw that serves the drink. And just thank you for everybody. I'm going to be thanking people along the way. All the people who are now invested and immersed and engaged with our cause, with our the excitement of Baseball Isn't Boring. I think that anybody who wants to jump on, please do. In whatever way you want, go to Swing Juice, go to the at BB Isn't Boring account, go find the t-shirts. We're going to be giving out stickers. We're going to have an event. We're going to do all this stuff. And we're going to have, obviously, the podcast. The podcast is going to be awesome. It has been awesome. We went through the entire spring training. So I was in, let's see, the spring training this year, I was in Fort Myers, Florida for about 6 weeks, with the exception of about 4 or 5 days in Arizona, which, of course, that was memorable. You can go back in the podcast and find out what happened there at Joe Kelly's house. But so I went through all of spring training. It was better than ever. I got a chance to meet up with new people, new players, new executives, new managers, new everybody, new fans. It was great. That's what spring training's for. And now we turn the page. I made the 6-hour flight. Who knew that they actually had a direct flight from Fort Myers, Florida to Seattle? But now you do. Thank you, Alaskan Airlines. So there you go. But I made that flight, and I'm basically flying into the regular season. Here you go, flying into the regular season. Today's opener, or the opening day podcast, Jonathan Papelbon. Jonathan Papelbon, friend of the program, always entertaining. I had wanted to talk to him about the Shohei Ohtani thing because we know, as our betting expert, he's the guy that probably we should turn to when it comes to the what's what with all this stuff. And I knew that he would have a strong opinion, which he absolutely did. But then, just as importantly, remember the Pat bet from last year? Pat puts down 10 grand on the Philadelphia Phillies at, I believe it was plus 1,500. And if the Phillies won, which it looked like they were going to win, he would have won, what, 140, 150,000? And we're going to have a party at Citizens Bank Park. So I wanted to know where the party was this year. I wanted to know where he was going to put the bet down. I want to know who was actually going to win him this money this year. And on this podcast, he designates the team, which he's putting the 10 grand on. I love it. Pap's always entertaining, and this is what it's all about, right? Being entertained. But, you know, I just want to give you some facts and figures. The MLB Network sent me this thing, this sort of packet, opening day packet, which, boy, man, this research is awesome. I just want to share some of this stuff. One of the things that jumped out was, you look back at last year, what happened last year in terms of the attention, and you know, maybe we'll take an enormous amount of credit this, baseball isn't boring, for helping the attendance, helping the popularity of baseball grow. But you had a 9.1% attendance increase from 2022 to 2023. It was the largest increase in 30 years. I mean, that's something. And there's no mystery why it happened. Look, at time of game went from an average of 304 to 240. Batting average went from 243 to 248. Stolen base percentage went from 75.4% to 80.2%. Runs per game went from 8.6 to 9.2. So you have all of that. So it's not a mystery, but just let's see if this keeps going. And we're going to do our part through, if nothing else, stickers. There you go. People love stickers. That's one of the things that I came to understand. And we're going to have a very, very special sticker giveaway. I mean, another spoiler alert. Holy mackerel. How can you sleep at night? All right. In terms of the opening day, here's another thing that they sent over. Jackson Churio of the Brewers. He's going to be the youngest player to make an opening day appearance or be on opening day roster since, can you guess it? Adrian Beltre. 1999, Adrian Beltre was 19 years old, 363 days. Jackson Churio, he's going to be 20 years and 18 days old. Wow, that's awesome. So I just had no idea. Well, I did have an idea. But Beltre, 19 years old, 363 days old, whatever, however you say that. Before that, 1975, Robin Yount was 19 years old. 1989, Ken Griffey was 19 years old. And then Robin Yount again, the youngest. Who knew? Some of you don't even remember Robin Yount because you're not old enough. But in 1974, he was 18. He debuted at 18 years old. That's crazy. All right. Another thing to keep an eye on opening day. There is an active player who can set a opening day record today. Yes. So there are four players in Major League history who have hit four consecutive opening days of hitting a home run. That would be Yogi Berra. That would be Gary Carter. That would be Todd Hundley. And yes, a player who is playing on this opening day, Tyler O'Neill, the Red Sox. So if Tyler O'Neill hits a home run, you heard it here first. There is history. I think it's going under the radar. Big, big news. We obviously had Tyler on the podcast, and he is, I don't know if you know this, I'm going to save you some time, 3% body fat. But that's just the beginning. You should go back and listen to all the podcasts. I'm going to give you, before we get to Pap, I'm going to give you all the opening day starters because they sent it to me. Why not? Just a reminder of who's good, who's the best pitcher in every team, at least perceived. Or, you know, opening day starters anyway. All right, Angels, Orioles. Sandoval, Burns, no surprise. Nationals, Reds, our guy, breakout pitcher of the year. Here we go. Josiah Gray versus Montas. Giants versus Padres, Webb versus Darvish. Cardinals, Dodgers, Mikolas against Glasnow. Well, I mean, Dodgers not really opening day, but whatever. Blue Jays, Rays, Berrios against Eflin, Zach Eflin. Twins, again, a team that we were around quite a bit this spring training, and a guy that we interviewed, Pablo Lopez, will be on the hill. Cole Reagan's the guy they got back for Aroldis Chapman last year, and he's going to be a star. He's going to be awesome. Tigers, White Sox, Schuble, Crochet. You have Pirates, Marlins, Keller, Luzardo. You have Yankees, Astros, Nestor Cortez against Valdez. Cubs, Rangers, Steele versus Eovaldi. Guardians, A's, Bieber versus Alex Wood. Rockies, D-backs, Freeland against Zach Gallen. And Red Sox, late night game, for the East Coast people. Red Sox Mariners, Brian Bello against Luis Castillo. All right, here you go. So that was sort of your opening day primer, but here's your opening day entertainment. We wanted to talk to Pat because we want a launching pad in the season with entertainment and information and all of that stuff. No better person to do it. Here you go, Jonathan Papelbon.
A friend of the program, a guy that I've long admired in so many different ways, and most importantly because he's entertaining and honest, and he's just a great representative for the great game of baseball. I mean, I'm here to build you up, Pat. That's what I haven't seen you a little bit.
Rob, you must have been drinking on this six-hour flight all the way to Seattle,
my friend. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Hey, listen, I know this. If you're on Spirit Airlines, you have to pay for water. So I'm not drinking on that.
Spirit, so. Hey, I quit. I don't fly commercial unless Nesson.
Oh.
Unless Nesson.
Really?
You know, Nesson flies me commercial, but other than that.
You're a private jet guy?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Once you go private, you can't go back.
No, all you can think about is how do I get rich enough to fly private all the time?
Yeah.
And
that way you can run from the feds like P. Diddy.
Well, you're always thinking. All right, let's get into it. All right, Pap, listen. The floor is yours. First of all, did you do the show prep? Did you watch the Shohei Ohtani presser the other day?
I had to turn it off.
You had to? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Floor is yours. Shohei Ohtani, thoughts?
I had to turn it off, man. I don't know, man. This whole situation for me, it just, you know, I got a good nose, man. You know, I'm like a hunting dog. I mean, I could smell something here, man. This is something fishy. And I can't quite put my finger on it yet. But then I got to even thinking, like, just so much craziness. Like, man, like, please don't let this fucking ruin our game. Golly, after such a great, great deal he signed. And, man, like, the future, like, we're getting, I mean, all we need is, you know, Rihanna to come and start dating a baseball player, somebody, and we're back
in
there.
They were that close,
Rob. And then we get this stupid ass shit, and you know, obviously, man, for me, I really do. I hate it, you know, because I mean, I always played the game clean. I never took any bets to blow any games. I didn't do fucking steroids. I'm gonna drink my ass off, but. You know, and to me, it just sucks, you know, because I want what's good for the game, man. That is first and foremost. I've always felt like that, man. Like, this game is a very great, blessed game that we have been sent down from all these great players. You know, so that's what fucking pisses me off about it. But then I was like, didn't the guy say that he used to be Hideki's?
No, that wasn't true.
What was that?
I don't know. No, it was like it was on Wikipedia. It wasn't him.
Okay, yeah, because
that was Jeff Yamaguchi. That was the golf pro.
Yeah, that was the golf pro, Jeff's son.
Yeah.
And who I taught Jeff's son how to play craps, and then taught Hideki how to play craps. So I was like, yeah, that confused me. But to me, Rob, I'm just going to say this much, man. If I go and I go to Japan and I'm playing in Japan and I got to get me a Japanese reporter or
interpreter.
Interpreter, sorry. I know one damn thing that some bitch ain't going to steal $5 million for me. I mean, how does that happen, bro? How does it happen? I don't know.
Well, okay. So let's start here. Where when you hear about the whole gambling thing of and you gotta be careful, right? I mean they talk to you as players, they've always talked to you about this shit, right? I mean
they brought some of the mob members in.
Did they? Oh, tell me about that. Yeah.
The gambling is such a big deal. They've brought former FBI informants with the mob, with gambling rings in the mob, to come talk in spring training about don't get sucked into gambling. Just like stay clean. Don't throw gay. Like don't get into that world because once you get in, you're done.
Mm.
And you know, so that's how serious this is, man. Like we're trying to keep the game clean because once the game gets infiltrated, it's done.
Oh, you know? That's the problem, Pat. I mean, that's honestly, this is where it's becoming, because it's becoming more accepting. A few years ago, when DraftKings first started, and they were putting all the signs everywhere, and Manfred was asked about it, he's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, why taking their money? Now everybody knows. Like, everybody knows this is a huge, huge revenue stream. And that's the problem, is that you're getting in bed with all these places, which understandably, and as long as everyone's on the up and up, I have no problem with it. But this is what you're leaking in. Like, we just saw it in the NBA, right? We just saw it in the NBA, same sort of thing. But I got a question for you. So as a player, they're saying they bring the mob guys in, they're lecturing you and everything else. Have you ever heard of, maybe it was you, maybe it was someone else, anyone try to get at the players? And again, you don't have to name names.
Yeah, no. Yes, it does happen. Yes, 1,000%, man. Like, especially young guys, and especially guys that are in my position, like a closer who can really affect the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could have affected every game that I played in, literally, to the amount of we could still win – but I could let another run score, cover, be okay. Nobody would ever know, like, to that extent. Like, but I think, you know, as a player, I don't think it happens as much as you think that they get approached, but they do. And it does happen to players.
So when you hear, like you said, you couldn't watch the Ohtani thing, because, you know, it made you ill or whatever.
We're in the Escalade.
Okay. We still don't know exactly, you know, we're piecing all this together, but from what you've heard about it, is there anything, any red flags that have gone up in terms of things that happened, things that were said? Anything else like that? Like anything, or are we just sort of waiting this out? Because what he said was, the guy stole from me. You know, I didn't know he was stealing from me. I had no idea that he was stealing from me. Okay. And I guess the difference here is, you said, like, if you went to Japan, your interpreter wouldn't be stealing from him. The difference here, I guess, is that this guy, Ipe, like, he was with him all the time. And so I could kind of see where, hey, yeah, I need your bank account. All right, well, you're with me all the time.
Did Ohtani get married?
Yeah, he just got married.
That's what happened, Rob.
Yeah.
His wife came in and she was like, oh, whoa, wait, where's this money going?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, honey, you got $5 million out here.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be a whole lot harder for Ipe to steal money with the wife around, right?
That's right. That's right. I don't know. But, you know, jokingly about it, I mean, to me, this is where I'm at on it. I want to just, you know, keep the faith and the hope that Ohtani is innocent in all of this, right? And it's not going to be some cover up. And it's, you know, next thing you know, this is a whole lot deeper than what it really is. And I think that's why you got to let this investigation play out. But still, man, it's just a black eye. And
well, it's not how you want to begin the season. To your point,
I'm going to use that to my betting advantage, Rob.
Oh, ooh, why? You don't think you're not going to bet him for MVP?
Nope.
No.
And
okay.
I'm not going to take the Dodgers in the entire first month of the season.
Really?
Correct. I think that all the players in the clubhouse are getting bombarded about fucking Ohtani questions. And, you know, it's like, can we play some baseball here? And then all of a sudden, this is not about baseball anymore. This is about bigger thing. You know how, man, Rob, come on, man. You're a beat writer. You know how this clubhouses work.
Oh, listen, I think I have not to do with betting, but I've seen clubhouses get preoccupied with stuff.
Right.
And then, boom, there you go. So
there's my analysis on that, Rob.
So no, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But to come back to, like, I think that you and I are the same wavelength. I don't think we want to see – we all just want to see Ohtani, like, be okay, play the game, because, number one, he's a unicorn, right? I mean, this we haven't seen anything like him.
And Major League Baseball needs Ohtani.
They need Ohtani, right? I mean, and you said it. I mean, and you were half joking, but it's true. You're Rihanna away from dating a Major League Baseball player. We saw what Taylor Swift did for the NFL. It's not like I was just looking at – you know, I think that there was a I just got this press release. There was a 9% increase in attendance last year, which was the biggest jump in 30 years. So, like, you're almost there. So don't screw it up.
Yeah, don't fuck it up, man. Like, Manfred, like, do what you got to do. But
that's the thing, Pap. They can't. This is how I think. They can't sweep this under the rug because in this day and age of internet, it's too big. Someone will find out something.
Too many people looking at it. Once you get enough eyes on it, then you get all the private investigators. You know, you get this guy, private investigator. This guy's,
Yeah. No, they'll be found out. So you mentioned before life for a player with an interpreter. You and I both, started out with Daisuke. That same year was Hideki Okajima. We've had a few others. And from your perspective, because this is another part of that story, what was Ipe like around the rest of the team? And honestly, Pap, I talked to Chris Martin. Chris Martin had Ipe as a translator in Japan. Like, same guy. And he liked him. He liked him a lot. But from your perspective, you must have had a good story about one of the interpreters.
Yeah, well, first off, when we opened up the season in Japan, Major League Baseball did the first overseas, let's open the season, and we had to go do that.
Yeah.
I did ask if I could have a translator, actually.
Did you?
For the Japan trip only. Like,
And then for the rest of the year, just for fun.
Yeah, but they said, screw all. Yeah, fuck you. But,
yeah.
To me, the Japanese culture is a lot different in the way they treat each other, right? So, to me, they really were. I could see how they're, like, entwined with the family almost, and they're entwined with every single thing that they do. I mean, they did the shopping. They did, you'd see them literally do everything. It was almost like their caretaker, in a sense.
Remember when they gave, when Daisuke started and they offered, I think it was in the mornings, they said, hey, if you want to have Japanese lessons, and I think like a couple guys showed up for like a day and then like, this is too hard, man. This isn't happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But Daisuke had a few different interpreters. Like I said, I remember Okajima's. I remember Jeff Yamaguchi because, again, he was a golf pro.
Yeah.
So,
And which, I used to go golf with him a lot, and I really enjoyed him. But to me, I would not want that job. And I do know this for a fact, a little fun fact insider with the translating. I don't know if you know this, Rob, but Jeff told me many a times that Okajima would be saying stuff like, oh man, fuck this, fuck the Red Sox, that umpire was terrible and this and that, and Jeff would be like, oh yeah, I tried very hard today and I want to thank all the fans.
You know what?
They do that. I know.
Yeah,
that.
But you know what? Now it comes back to what you can get away with now. Google Translate.
Yeah, like, you can't do it anymore.
But I totally, I'm with you. I mean, I knew that happened, of course. And that's a lot of pressure, too, because he's your buddy, right? You don't want to put him in a bad spot. You know he's popping off. And then the team comes in, and they're like, hey, what the hell? What's going on? So Yeah, it's a weird dynamic, and you hit the nail on the head. They're around each other like crazy. I mean, this was an extreme, the eBay Otani thing. But even when you were around, Jeff and Dice Case, he had a, like you said, he had a few of them. But they're around their families and everything like that. I don't know, they're not stealing money.
Man. They become part of the family, which really shocked me, you know. But, you know, the Japanese have infiltrated Major League Baseball like none other. I mean, we're nothing without Japanese baseball. I mean, look at all the stars that they've sent us. So I just hope that, you know, this doesn't put a black eye on not only Japanese baseball, but Major League Baseball. And, you know, but when you have this high of a caliber player that signs that much money, you know, until this goes away, it's going to be talked about. So
and until this goes away, you're not betting the Dodgers.
That's correct.
All right, Pap, last thing. So last year, you set the world of baseball on fire in the postseason by making your big Phillies bet. We were all banking on it. We were all banking on the Citizens Bank party.
I think maybe somebody told me something when they were up 3-1. That, we're going to pop some champagne. You got this in the bag. I'm not sure who that person was, but I had to go back and say it's not over yet.
We can take a deep dive into that. That was an epic clash.
Anyways, it's over with, you know?
It's over. Exactly. We're moving on. You were so close. But so this year, that's what I want to know. So that, like, you placed that bet, and what we're talking about is the Phillies. You bet the Phillies plus, was 1,400? 1,500 plus 1,500 to win the World Series, but that was in July when they were sort of hovering around 500, I think.
I think they went on a 7-game skid, and Harper got hurt. If he had a few players out, I was like, let me get them on this skid because if these guys come back. That's what it was.
Okay. So as we sit here right now, we're going to opening day. As we sit here, this is your chance to get even richer than you are, to take two private jets at once, one for me and one for you. And so what is the team that, and I'll look up the odds. You can name the team.
It's obviously, I already know the odds.
Okay. All right. What do you get? Did you already place the bet?
I think it's 1,300 plus 1,300 to win the World Series.
Okay, who is it?
Plus the Baltimore Orioles.
Our new owner.
New owner. Yeah. Cal Ripken's involved now. And, I mean, not only that, they're playing against a team in the Angels an opening weekend that, they're lost, you know. They're a loss.
But we're talking about winning the World Series, so we got to come on.
You got to win game one.
Well, you don't have
By the way.
Yeah.
Home, this is a little other tidbit. I'm just trying to make you money, Rob.
Yeah, you're full of tidbits. Let's go.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The home team on home day open, on your home opener, the home team, Major League Baseball throughout the course of history, has won 73% of the
time. Oh, really?
Correct. A little tidbit. You want to know who has the best batting average on home day, opening day?
No, I have no idea who.
He's a Red Sox. I'll give you that clue.
Grady Sizemore.
Teddy Ballgame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Batting like .455 on opening day.
I'm going to give you something. And I don't know if you can use big money off of this, but if you can, so be it. The record for most consecutive opening days of hitting a home run is 4. There's one player who's active who has done it the last 4 times and can do number 5 tomorrow and break the all-time record.
Is he an Astro?
No. I'll give you another hint. He's a Red Sox.
Tyler O'Neill.
Yes! Yes! Did you just pull that out of your butt? I mean, did you know that? Or
no, man. Look, Rob, just wait till we get to Nesson this year. I'm just pulling out all the
things. Oh, yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you this year. Last year, you caught me off guard.
I'm going to end on this one because I'm going to end on this one because you're in Seattle.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The Seattle Mariners have, I want to say, and you can Google me, the first or second best record on opening day.
Okay.
In the history of baseball.
So you're going hard on the Mariners, game one.
I'm not allowed to bet the Red Sox.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So I'm staying away from them. But I love the Orioles on opening day. I'm going to load up on them, and I'm going to load up on them to win the World Series.
So 1300 right now. Right. So how much money are you going to make? When we have the party at Cameron Yards, and we will, the party at Cameron Yards, how much money are we going to have to play with? So you said plus 1300.
Eventually, I'll do like I did last. I'll do 10K on a winner, right?
Okay.
So if it's what, plus 1800? Is it plus 1800 right now?
No, you said plus 1300.
Plus 13. So 130.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, we could do that. We could.
Yeah.
Pickles across the street from Cameron Yards. It'll work just fine.
There you go. So, but I like loading up on them really on opening day, man. You look at them, I think they started off at like minus 155 to win in the money line, and now they're like 185. So everybody else is jumping on them. I'd like to jump on them before it gets to 200, but across the board, I like them. In the run line, I like them all the way. I might even put a 3-game parlay with them, man.
Ooh! All right. They're rained out. You know that, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're still playing game one in Camden Yards.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah, I know.
So they're rained out. Phillies are rained out, right?
Yeah. Well, it's also, if you're gonna bet a team to win the World Series, you almost have to bet them to win game one, if no other reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, so there you go. It's science. All right. Excellent job. Got a lot of stuff done. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Enjoy talking to you, man. Have fun in Seattle, and I'll be watching. You know that.